Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
All right, Radio BAM Series 28 Faction, I'm here with Chad Eigensburg, Shitberg, Nikki B, and skateboarding's Tim O'Connor.
Skateboarding.
And so me and Tim were talking about our buddy G, and the last Radio BAM he heard, I was laying in the G. You know why? I think it's because I'm thinking about all the stupid shit that he's done. Like, he'll come up with his camera equipment, and he'll go next to the Mercedes and totally key it. And I'll be like, dude, you just keyed my car with your camera bag. Dude? It's like, yeah.
He's legitimately borderline retarded.
Yeah, like, instead of fixing it, he'll just say, oh, sorry. Sorry doesn't fix the key in my car.
But he's the most lovable retard that, like, even when he does these things,
excuses now.
No, man. Like, he's got a knack for just being the worst dude of all fucking time. We'll screw you over in a million different ways. Yeah. But, like, you can't get rid of him. He's your retard, you know? I mean, that might be kind of even cliche. Like, he's our dumbass or something like that.
The thing is, he does so many dumb shit, but when it comes to taking skateboarding photos, he's like the best at it. Like, he shoots...
I don't know if he still is. You may be living in a couple years.
But
back.
I'm saying, like, if you do a kickflip down 10 stairs, he knows exactly when to shoot the photo. Like, hard for a lot of photographers.
This just in. You're also living in the past where everything was filmed. It's digital now. We all know.
G's taking all his photos on his iPhone 4 now.
Fucking hell yeah, he is. Technology is fucking him over, man.
Well, it's the same quality. It's HD.
He'll take it with his iPhone. He'll be like, dude, it's dark. You'll be like, dude, Photoshop.
Oh, fully.
It's like, why don't you just do it right?
Do people out there know who G is? Is he's like, a regular? Okay,
shit goose.
Right, okay.
We should start calling him 4G.
Fucking 4G, my man. Fucking 4G.
But, like, I was thinking about all the shit that he's done. Like,
3G.
We drove from Budapest to Amsterdam. We rented a car, and we were late for a flight. So I said, you return the car right now.
I love that you came to those places with G.
Yeah.
With a fucking G.
Budapest to Amsterdam. It was like 2,000 miles. We finally get to Amsterdam. I'm like, we're so late for a flight. You return the car. I'll get the tickets. We meet right here. So we meet right there. I'm like, so did you return it? He's like, yeah.
Why do I feel like I know this story. Was this part of the argument the one time?
It might have been. Okay. 2 months goes by, and I get a phone call from Budapest Rental Car Service saying, did you ever return the car? I'm like, yeah, I returned it 2 months ago. They're like, well, there's no record of it whatsoever. Turns out G just pulls it in the airport parking garage and leaves it there.
Budapest.
I'm like, did you get a receipt or anything? Well, no, it's kind of like left it there.
Oh my God.
So now I have to have Budapest rental car go to Amsterdam and walk around the parking garage looking for the car.
Okay, all right.
Costing me $13,000.
Oh, no,
that's more than the actual car is worth.
Of course.
Wouldn't it get towed by then?
No, you
don't know
Budapest
laws.
Really?
Dude, you can park your car in the airport for a year. You'll have a big ass bill, a massive one, but you'll get one.
Okay, well, he does things like that, and. Well, but look, you got a story out of it. I mean, it may have cost you a shitload
of that
story.
Is that story worth $13,000?
No, not in any way. Not in any way. But at least, at the very least, you got to accentuate the positive. You know what I mean? You got a story out of it.
About it now.
But he's another dude. Like, since he's a skate photographer, you know, me being skateboarding's Tim O'Connor, I've traveled all over the world with that guy, and I've been in the most retarded situations with him.
But he gave me one
of the funniest moments in my fucking life. Like when somebody asks me, what is the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life? I can without a doubt just pinpoint it, like, this one time, no matter what, anything else pales in comparison. We're in Costa Rica, and there's this fenced-in area at this hotel, and it has, like, kind of like a mini petting zoo. It's not even a zoo. It's a deer and two baby deer. The mom, a doe? Is that a doe?
Yeah.
G gets his ass in the cage, because the deer's nice. You put your hand in there, and it licks your hand. It's all, you know, like, oh, it's loving. Look at it. Look at all nature. Man in nature. This is beautiful. We're in Costa Rica, like, rainforest. G gets in there, and within a matter of 2 minutes, the thing's up on its hind legs, beating the living shit out of G. Like, full on. When animals attack, I think maybe that was a show before it did, you know, whatever. Not on film. All right, so this was before everybody had just digital everything, digital camera. I had a T4, a Yashica T4 film camera, you know?
Yeah.
And I saw something was about to go down. So I took a photo of it as it's going on. G's fat, fucking swollen, sloppy, just whatever, putting in a garbage bag ass, is just running away from this deer. The thing's running on its hind legs and beating him at like a speed, it's, you know, lightning fast, where it just looks like a blur, you know?
It should be on like when does want to fuck.
Oh, yeah. If it had caught him, I don't even know what would have happened. I don't know. But it was like one of those great moments where everybody on the tour was there. Everybody saw it. There was, and I literally could not stop laughing for a week. I'm laughing about it now. Like, it's funny now, but like straight hardcore laughter for a week.
The first time we ever like took a road trip together, we went to Woodward, PA.
I just got back from there recently, relived it all in my head. But
and
Shickers
was there. We drove up his truck, and I dare him to do a quadruple front flip off the high dive.
He was bragging about being able to do a 1.5 off anything. Like,
yeah.
I'm the man. And we're like, well, you're anything but the man. But so please.
I dare him to do it. He belly flopped so hard. We're laughing our asses off.
Dude, no. Okay. You're getting a little bit wrong. He did it off the low dive and did a 1.5. Perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, his fat ass did that. Like, oh my God. Like, that was the most unathletic dude doing something athletic. You know, I mean, again, it was like his fat was trailing behind him and stuff like that, you know, like cartoon lines or whatever, you know? But we both dared him to try it off the high dive. And the high dive
is huge.
You're not fucking around when you're going off that high dive.
That's like Olympic type.
Yeah. No, it was. I mean, that, you know, Woodward's, it is. There's like Olympic gymnasts and stuff like that, like fully killing it, landing perfectly and stuff like that. It's not a fat photographer's place to be on this high dive.
You want another?
Yeah, I'll take another one of these. Is that all right to even say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're live at John and Peter's in the back booth in New Hope.
Oh, yeah, you got to drop some love for the joint, huh?
So he comes up out of the pool.
He goes for it. He goes for the 1.5. He not only does a 1.5 off the high dive, he does 2. And at this point, he's 2 straight up. He doesn't tuck or anything. He's a full vertical flabby body. He's 2 straight up, still 5 feet above the water. So there's enough time to do another quarter. So he fully belly flops into the water off of, I don't know, what it was, 12 foot high dive? Something like that.
It's
high.
That.
With a bad spring. So he not only belly flops, but he gets that double flip and a quarter rotation at it too. So he's got inertia working with him rather than just straight gravity.
Inertia.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculous. And
Chippers, wasn't that your high school band?
Inertia?
No, that was Medea.
Oh, okay.
Close, though.
Yeah, close.
We were going to call it Inertia.
Because he's from Medea, PA, so they called it Medea.
Immediately I'm just thinking Medea.
We used to the Freudian slip on it. It worked out far.
But anyway, hits the water, everybody around the pool is just, you know, there's like 100 people that are just like...
I just remember him laying in the pool, like, he was laying in the pool, like...
He swam over to the edge of the pool, comes up from underwater, looks at you and me, and like a little dribble of blood just trickles down his lip or whatever.
Oh, you're a Heineken, right?
Yeah, can I get Heineken, please? I'm sorry. Thank you. He swims over to the edge of the pool, and a little bit of blood comes out of his mouth, and you and I are just, we're belly laughing. We're like, holy shit, this dude's spitting up blood. What the fuck? This is ridiculous. But then he's like, the first thing he says, I think I broke something inside. We're like, what the fuck? No, you didn't. Shut the fuck up, man. Like, you just hit your lip on the water. You got a fat lip or whatever, you know? Like, big deal. You know, you're bleeding. I'm sure that hurt. That was a vicious belly flop.
Then we went skating, and he was shooting photos, and he's like, I don't feel so good. I'm like, you're fine, dude. Would you calm down? Then he passes out,
do you
and
remember
he's barfing up blood.
He was farting the whole time he was shooting photos, and they smelled like straight sinister, like Gates of Hell farts. Thank you.
He's farting up blood.
Yeah, no, they must have been like weird, like, they were like pain farts or something like that. Like, which are, they're different. They're different, man. They were fucking, they're extra vicious. But yeah, go on. Yeah, he's shooting the photos, passing out, puking
up blood. Then I'm just like, all right, dude, you need to go to the hospital. And he goes to the hospital. He must have got the worst doctor on earth.
Oh, holy hell.
Because he ripped his spleen open so much. Like, these days, they'll do like a 1-inch laceration. His
like,
was
if that.
16 staple. It was like a ruler long, like 12 inches long.
Is that where the gill came from?
Yeah. Well, he sewed by accident to the muscle. That's why he has a big lump hanging over that we call the gill.
Yeah. He's got a cleft palate on his gut.
The doctor fucked up big time.
Well, I mean, you're out in Woodward. So
and I said that he should think about suing him, but Quaker, he's like, he saved my life, so no.
It's Quaker land and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So maybe he went to the Quaker hospital.
If you looked up the middle of nowhere, it's Woodward, PA.
Fully, straight up. Like, I think his ambulance was a horse and buggy. Just straight up.
Take a horse and buggy to the hospital.
But it was awesome because we did leave him there.
In his car.
In his
listening
car.
To his CDs and being like, what?
My man,
he's listening to Shaquille O'Neal rap songs? Bye-bye.
My man had Shaq Fu, the CD, in the car. Yo, we just straight edited his whole CD. Like, this this is before iPods and stuff. Yeah, it's
fucking weird. Left him there.
No, we straight up left him there. And this just in.
We were assholes.
No, we're fucking retarded assholes. We were young as shit, though. I barely had pubic hair. Man. I didn't know that my conscience didn't fully kick in yet or whatever, you know.
Well,
what
if
mean?
You barely had pubic hair, then I probably had.
Oh, yeah, you're younger than me. No,
you call me the Cyclops.
No, for sure, for sure. We're just rubbing, like, fertilizer on your, like, upper dick area. Like, come on, buddy, come on. You're going to get it soon. Come on, big boy.
Spread the chia seeds on our pelvic bone.
But not all right. I remember he was doing an article for a magazine, so he felt it was like he should take care of us in some way because we were like peasants back then. You and I, we didn't have any money at all. He gave us per diem to go home, and I it was probably like next to nothing, but like we spent money like, ooh, oh my God. I bought like, you know, I didn't drink or anything at the time. I bought like a Subway, like a souvenir mug or something like that. Like, we're really living. Like, oh my God. Still throwing the CDs out the window. But what's his name? Joe Hiddleston, wherever he is, with his random bald spots and all that stuff like that. He drove his car back to Philadelphia, parked it in some shitty, horrible spot in Philly where he got tickets every fucking day that he was in the hospital on the edge of death. Like,
why he did jail time. I asked him why. He said,
Joe Hiddleston did jail time?
No,
what
no.
What are you talking about?
No, G did jail time, and I said, for what? He goes, backed up parking tickets from, like, ages ago.
Well, I don't know if it's just because of Joe Hiddleston's one, because forever is just out of sight, out of mind. Would get a ticket, put it in his glove box. You remember opening his glove box at that time? Like, it was really, like, from a just ridiculous, like, slapstick comedy movie. Just, like it would shoot out, you know? Like,
Liar, Liar, Jim Carrey, when he opened.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he can't lie. He's like, did you do anything else on? All right, parking ticket.
It literally, like, was that, you know? Like, literally in the proper sense. It was fucking ridiculous.
He's the only one that could move to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, and wind up getting knocked out by... He got knocked out by some mob dude the very first day he moved in.
That was the love we're talking about.
It's just an off the topic. Yeah, that's just a random dick right there. Yeah.
It might be.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, I got a light.
Nice wall cop.
I thought it was a co-carrier.
But yeah, he did get, I don't know what he did. He probably thought he was tough for a second, said to somebody, like, he
that's what happened.
That drove by it, and then
somebody beeped and goes, well, fuck you, and then the guy gets out.
But this is why he
just knocks him out in one punch.
Because this doesn't happen to everybody.
I know.
Like, he's I don't know what it is, man. Like, he's not stupid. He's fucking stupid. What am I saying, man? He's fucking dumb as shit. I love the dude. I love him. But he's hilarious now. I feel like he's even gotten funnier over
the
years.
This is why I don't let him drive the Lambo anymore, because I go, look.
I can't believe you ever did.
I'll let you drive it, but I do not want you to skid out in it. He goes, oh, I don't want it, I promise. I live in the woods. I could hear from miles away. This is
for
what
sure.
I hear.
Yeah.
And I call him out on it. I'm like, dude, thanks. I'm like, I heard you skid out. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't me. I'm like, it wasn't anybody else. I heard you leave. I could hear the engine. I could hear the jail. Like, the jail that's 2 miles away, I can hear when the recess bell goes on.
This is at that point. You stand to gain nothing from a lie. You only stand to make yourself look worse. He doesn't know this basic life lesson. He's just going to just keep going with it and just think that if he keeps going with it, that eventually you'll believe it, which you never will. But I don't know, man. I love him, man. I love the dude. Whatever. You love him, too. Look,
he hasn't been around since he's been married, huh?
Pretty much. Well,
what happens to everybody? They get married and then they disappear.
Wow, you just got married. Did you disappear?
I didn't just get married. I got married a while ago.
Yeah, but you just had a kid.
Whatever. It's all mine.
How old
is
the kid?
4 months.
Four months.
The kid. The kid is fucking pathetic. The kid is shit right now. He was born on Hitler's birthday, 420. So we're hoping for great things.
Yep.
I don't mean great as in good and altruistic. I mean just big, grand things.
I like good weed, that's for sure.
But maybe instead of attacking Jews, he'll attack Canada or something. I don't know.
What has he done? Oh, like,
was he done? He's 4 months old. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't done shit, but that's all he's done.
He
sucks on tits.
Did he shit while you're like, is there any kind of stories yet?
The only story is no story. He's fucking 4 months old. It brings nothing to the fucking table, man. He's a fucking I don't even know
what to
say. His name's Towns.
Towns.
T-O-W-N-E-S.
Nice.
Named after Towns Van Sant.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you do even know who that is?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. So, yeah, named after
That's
him.
That's Knoxville's favorite.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, he was awesome.
Wait, but, why? Do you like him or just...
Yeah, I like Towns Van Sant. His middle name's Danger because when the fuck do you even use your middle name ever? And my lady actually went for that. So, he just said Danger.
What's that
Danger.
Song?
Danger. Fucking Dander. Wait, my man, Dander.
You know what? For Tim O'Connor, let's play Towns Van Zandt, Waiting Around to Die. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I can't even see the reason why. But I guess I'll keep on gambling. Lots of booze and lots of rambling. Oh, it's easier than just waiting around to die. Well, one time friends I had them all. I even had a Paul. He beat her with a belt once cause she cried. She told him to take care of me. Headed down to Tennessee. It's easier than just a waiting around to die. I come of age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. She cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. Well, I tried to kill the pain. I bought some wine and hopped a train. It seemed easier than just a waiting around to die. And a friend said he knew where some easy money was. And we robbed a man and brother, did we fly? But the posse caught up with me, drug me back to Muskogee. And it's 2 long years just a waiting around to die. Oh, but now I'm out of prison. I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Well, his name's Codeine. He's the nicest thing I've seen. And together we're gonna wait around and die. All together we're gonna wait around and die.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam Series 28 Facts, and I'm here at John and Peter's in New Hope with Chad I. Ginsburg, Shitberg,
yo,
Nikki B, and skateboarding's Tim O'Connor. And we were just talking about G and how he was in jail. Now, what were you doing for the earthquake that just happened? Did you feel it?
I was jerking off and busted a nut right at the moment. Thought it was all me. I'm just kidding.
I'm not kidding.
You want to?
Novak was doing.
Novak's in fucking jail.
He's in jail jerking off.
Of course. What else are you gonna do in jail? Jerk. You're gonna just jerk until you fucking bleed.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you
bleed,
feel about
outer
that.
And inner.
Yeah, his cellmate was on the bottom bunk and he was on the top and he hears the cellmate who's. He's like. Yo, man, are you jerking off up there? He's like, yeah. He's like, yo, you can't be doing that in here, man. I feel a certain way about this, man.
He doesn't know what way he feels a certain way.
I feel a certain way about this, man.
Holy hell.
Did you go visit Novak yesterday?
Dude, no, because I have a nose ring that they make me take out, and I don't know why, but it's like molded to my nose, and it hurts so bad to take out, and then I gotta get it re-pierced.
Really?
It's seriously.
You don't like slide it once in a while?
It's the biggest pain in the dick. Last time I
can't visit my boy in jail because I have a piercing.
It looks so good.
I'm thinking about getting like putty and putting it to make it look like I have a big zit or something and covering it up.
My man just trying to pull some Ocean's 11 shit to go visit his fucking boy in jail.
I had
silly putty fucking nose.
Three police officers with pliers in the bathroom trying to pry out the nose ring.
Are you serious?
I swear.
What the fuck happened?
And I'm thinking, like, dude.
There's no bone in your
nose. We're spending 20 minutes on this thing. We finally get it out. What am I going to do? Like, if I smuggle in a nose ring for Novak, what's he going to do with it? He can't use it as a weapon.
He's going to make a cock ring out of it.
Kill you.
Another thing is,
you've never heard of people fucking slaughtering mass amounts of people with a nose ring?
They go, you have no boxers on. I'm like, yeah, so what? They're like, you have to have boxers to come in here. I'm like, what? Why?
Say, what the fuck?
Like, don't you think the least amount of clothes that you have on, the better off you are because you can't hide shit?
Yeah.
Like, I had to go get a pair of boxers, come back.
Yeah, fuck
that. Like, what's the logic, honestly? Like, well, because I'm just trying to help you out. If you get all scared in that jail cell and you shit your pants, you're going to be shitting a pair of $100 10 Levi jeans, you know, with the boxes on. They're only
$7. I love that the guy knew the price of the jeans. And their Levi's that are $110. I don't know.
You don't want to soil the Levi's.
These are these fucking vintage ones that, I don't know, fucking famous cowboy. Is that me? Fuck.
That'd be funny if they pull out like a banana hammer.
Everybody, you know what? That's what sucks about everybody having the iPhone. Holy shit, it's garbage tonight. I got to fucking go, dude. I'm going to take out the trash. Just kidding. That really was a message that just showed up on my fucking phone.
Garbage?
Yeah, I fucking live in the suburbs. Man. Wait,
so
like,
do I.
You have shit.
The garbage can have your phone number?
No, I gotta fucking look, man. You don't know how to use your fucking technology and stuff like that, but I have a reminder on my phone because I'm fucking half retarded and I can't remember what day of the week it is. So it lets me, you know, take out the garbage. Otherwise, I got fucking baby diapers now and shit. I'll be living among that shit.
You got
shit.
The shitty dipe blues?
Yeah, I got the shitty dipe blues. I'll tell you what, though. He's only eating mad tit milk right now, so I didn't know this really. This is all like I'm learning as I go along and everything. His shit doesn't smell that bad. It kind of smells like, you ever been in a
because he's eating nothing but applesauce.
No, he's eating tit milk and only tit milk, nothing but tit milk. His ass, his shit smells, it's simply like uncooked bagels.
I got tit milk squirted in my face in L.A. and it actually didn't taste all that bad.
Who's tit?
I made a fucking latte out of my...
She just walks up and goes,
Darren's wife?
Yeah, and she just splashes right in my face.
If you want to go through my phone, I have a step-by-step.
Yeah.
I have a step-by-step photo.
It tastes like
sugary milk.
Your brother's
a big fan.
Did you try it?
Yeah, I drank the shit out of it, man. Like I made it? A full-on fucking latte. That's like a fucking gallon of milk, dude. You know how much milk goes into a latte? I made a venti at my house, man.
Did you really put it in your car?
I swear, on my phone right now, if you want me to go through it, I have a step-by-step of me, like, pouring it in. Because my lady's at work, and I'm sending her photos, like, gonna do it, like, holy shit. And it was just because we're out of milk and stuff like that.
Is the tit milk in a jar or something?
Yeah, she fucking pumps. She's got to go to work, puts it in a bottle and stuff like that. And it was this little fucking fucker.
Are they twice as big as they used to be?
They're fucking colossal, dude. It's like new roommates. It's retarded.
New roommates.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking ridiculous.
Are you into it?
Well, it's kind of weird because the kid's sucking on him constantly, so now I look at him as like feeding utensils for the most part. But I mean, you know, after the kids stop eating them and stuff, then like maybe they'll return back to normal. But yeah, sure, it's fucking awesome. They're huge. It's fucking fucking snuggle up in them and get all weird.
What's gonna happen if you have a kid? She's in the itty bitty titty committee.
No, yeah, my girl had.
You don't actually have a miracle of grown boobs.
My girl had B cups, and now they're like fucking X. They're I think they're triple D. I don't. Really? I'm trying not to exaggerate at all, but like bigger than double D.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my god.
I don't think anybody she knows would ever hear this, but fuck it. Yeah, she'd be fine with it. You saw her like as it was right before she was still pregnant and shit, and you were just like, holy shit, your tits are big. You just went out with it. I mean, it's fine. It's totally cool, but yeah, they were just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Now, so hey, long time no see. Damn, your tits are big.
Fucking our big ass areolas and shit like that. I think it's fucking crazy, dude. Fucking birthmarks, all that stuff. But yeah, again, you were saying like the baby, birthmarks. Any stories and stuff. The areola, it's fucking not the nipple, it's fucking huge.
She got new birthmarks?
No. They're just big old smears for now, right now.
They look like frisbees, like they got the round going way out, like the nipple and then the
areola and losing some symmetry,
ring.
You know? I might have to get in there with a marker to fucking kind of like just round it out so it's a little more circular.
Fuckers look like Saturn, man. Don't they? They get the rings around them and fucking three. You can see how old they are by counting the rings and shit.
It looks like a UFO.
Yeah, it looks like fucking Saturn.
No, they're dope, though. They're great. It's a good time.
We'll check them out.
But yeah, you're going to say anything tomorrow?
Check them out.
Dude, you are fucking... You're retarded when it comes to fucking dates and stuff like that. How do you never know anything?
I don't have to know.
Look, nor neither do I.
I don't need to know what day or date it is.
Look, I know your ass has never had a real job.
Hey, do you want to do a radio show tomorrow? Tomorrow, to me, could be Tuesday, it could be Friday.
Yeah, I'm on
tomorrow
the same fucking level.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, all that I know is it's tomorrow. Sometimes I don't even know what goddamn month it is.
I've been hanging out with you since I was 16. I don't know what I'm like, a couple, 2-3 years older than you or whatever. I know your ass has never had a real job. I never have. Since when? I've never, ever paid attention to the day of the week. I never fucking know. But I know better than you for whatever reason. I don't know. You are fucking retard. You are definitely in a world of your fucking own. Of just, I mean, you clearly don't give a fuck. Like, not you. You don't even say you don't give a fuck.
I said
because
to her,
you don't give a fuck.
I said to her yesterday. I go, you know what? We should go out tonight. It's fucking Friday. Like, let's do this. And she's like,
it's
Monday, babe.
Wednesday. Oh,
no, Monday is like. And I knew that Monday, because Radio Bam came on.
Monday, even though you could have certain days
like,
that are
what?
Further
why is it
away,
on
Monday
on a Friday?
Is somehow even further away, though.
You thought Monday was Friday?
Yeah, I told her. I'm like, it's Friday. Right, let's go out. And she's like, and then Radio Bam comes on. I'm like, why are they playing this on a Friday? She's like, it's Monday. I'm like, what?
Last time that happened to me, Ape was all up in my shit, man.
Why?
Because I thought Friday was Monday. She's like, hey, it's fucking Monday now. I was like, oh, shit.
Remember when you showed up to Ape's house at 3 in the morning and you were throwing stones up into her window? And
yeah,
then she opens up
that.
The window. She goes, Matt, what the fuck are you doing?
He did that to his mom?
And he goes,
to get in the house.
Ape, we're just trying to rage against the machine. We're raging against the machine.
She's like, you're fired. I'm like, you're fired, motherfucker.
Well, Ape, that's her brother, so.
Yeah. Okay.
He gets away with that shit, too.
Randomly, I was partying with Ape and Boof the other night.
At Carrie's wedding?
Yeah. Full on photos, me in the photo booth with him and everything. One weird photo, looks like your mom's giving me Hedy Murph, but it's fully accidental. It's not really going on.
Were you there?
We were sweating fucking bullets, dude. Holy shit. We need a fucking
told me that
for
at Carrie's wedding, they had this big, like, maybe...
Oh yeah,
3 foot high glass
beautiful.
Thing
with
lemons in it and stuff.
It was beautiful.
Well,
it was
did
gorgeous.
You see that some dude came up and
we were all at
and
the same table.
He wanted to see if they
you
were real
know how
lemons.
How far I was from it,
he
Ape's
reaches
really
it over. The whole thing breaks and crashes all over everyone.
The most ultimate dipshit move ever. It was dead quiet in there too. This was like a wedding where it wasn't like all like carefree. It was like so like very like, you know, very like.
Where was
by the book, you know?
Yeah.
It was
in
like a banquet hall in Cherry Hill.
But what was Cancun about?
I didn't go there.
Oh, yeah.
I got a baby. Motherfucker can't go there and get fucking...
Did Curry get married?
Dengue fever or whatever.
I think he did it twice.
Well, what he did, he got legally... Well, he got married in Cancun, and then they did a reception in New Jersey.
And did it legally in Cherry Hill?
They didn't go through all the shit again. They just had all, like, fucking, like, conga lines and shit. Like, that. It was real
typical. Were you involved in that?
Fuck no. but your mom was dancing with my lady doing some... I don't know what she was doing. She knew some fucking dance. I
wonder why Phil didn't go.
Phil was sick. I think he was had diarrhea. Something happened. Maybe he got it from Jess's kids or something like that. I don't know. She said he was laid up or whatever.
Drinking breast milk.
So she was dating Boof that night. But yeah, Boof was there. They were killing it. It was fucking awesome. They were only awesome because they were there.
Who else was there?
Does Kerry listen to this thing?
Sometimes I don't.
Fuck.
Why?
Hey, Kerry. Hey, it was awesome, man. Congratulations, I feel like I can't, like, just express my
he don't listen.
Real thought. Oh, yeah, but holy fucking shit,
he's
man.
Trying to get you on a different
yeah, so I sat at the table anyway. Your mom's right next to me. The fucking dude, the dipshit that knocked the thing over is right here. So this is how far I was from the fucking thing getting broken. He's like, I want to see if that thing's a real strategy. Like, and it was dead quiet.
Was he wasted?
Like, no music. No, this dude didn't even drink, man. He's dead sober. Maybe he was nervous because, like, I was there. Huh. He didn't even know who I was. I don't know. Maybe he's nervous around your mom or whatever. He just fucking, oh, thank you, man. Just typical clumsy.
He's the ice road toucher.
But it was just
I
like,
heard his girlfriend like, or wife was in the corner just with her head.
Yeah. I was loving it. I was like, yeah, just
I love shit like that.
I mean, because like, it's
just long as it's not me.
Well, yeah, no, even if it is you, like, it's an embarrassing moment. The only way out of any sort of embarrassing moment, it's so fucking basic, but like, I know, I learned this after shitting in my pants at like a certain age or whatever, and I had some sort of critical thinking skills, you know? You just fucking own it, man. You just own it. Like, you don't like try to like, no, I didn't shit my pants, because then it just gets worse. You're just like, I shit my pants! Like, whoa! Yeah, and you just fucking own it or whatever, and like, that, yeah, he was embarrassed and everything like that, but he should have just got up and fucking tap danced around the table or something like that. Like, draw even more attention.
I used to stop and panic, and now I just move right the fuck on.
How many times
move
on. Have move you on. Shit in your pants?
Like 100 times a year. Like
100 times a year.
100 times a year? What the fuck?
100 times in 3 months out of the year.
That almost leaves no time for not shitting in your pants.
It's busted.
Dude, you need to duct tape your asshole shut.
I got it busted when I was water skiing way back when.
Is this fucking for real or is this for funny?
I got my ass ripped newly in, what was it, probably 84? And
how did that happen?
84. How old are you? Holy shit, 84.
Yeah, shit, I'm 43.
Oh my god.
But I was water skiing with this dude, and he had one of these fucking sea rays, man. Actually, it was Pat Blanchett's stepson.
A steam-powered sea ray
with a goddamn Corvette engine, 454 in this motherfucker.
What the fuck? Is that possible?
Yes, it's possible. It's possible.
Wait, ain't that movie Better Off Dead or what? Or not a Better Off Dead? One Crazy Summer.
I'm on this gay ski. It was plaid, and it had a little stupid clip on in the back. Like these guys have O'Briens. I got this one that's like buck cherry fucking ski. You know,
holy.
So back then you only had to wear a little white ring around your like a flotation. It was a little white ring.
Like the Go-Go's video.
Yeah, like a Go-Go's video.
Damn, good reference right there.
I was wearing blue terry cloth shorts with a white stripe down the side. I'll never forget.
Oh, terry cloth.
Yeah, terry cloth, because they were in back then.
That's Bam's manager.
Yeah, terry cloth.
Terry cloth.
So you actually split your asshole open.
These motherfuckers.
Fuck, water is ruthless. They broke G's spleen, tore your asshole off. Fuck water, man.
I know for a fact that boat would do 60 miles an hour, nothing but the fucking prop stick.
They made you go 60?
And I was going as fast as I could, and they went past me. They fucking turn around and pass me. I'm like, oh, motherfucker.
Oh, so you got
you get all the slack in it.
Yeah.
And then I held on for everything that all my
bad idea.
Teenage notoriety could fucking muster. And I started cracking the whip coming around the outside, so I'm doing double the speed. And I started meeting the waves where we made our own waves in the center.
Yeah.
And I hit, and it was like, wop, 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 wop. And all of a sudden, the ski fucking dug in. And I remember the first hit ripped my shorts off. The second hit,
that's all hanging.
I was completely fucking naked after the first hit. The second hit,
Did it rip them or just take them off? Like
it ripped them off. Holy actually, it almost ripped my dick off. And then second rip took that little fucking stupid dingy thing I had around my waist.
Not only are you hurt naked, but your asshole's ripped.
So now my little ding ding's cartwheeling at 60 miles an hour.
Oh, no, you
across
got
the water. The
pain
first hit,
and fear dick, that's the smallest dick of all time.
The second hit, I felt a rush of water and blood into my asshole. And then the third hit was just a cartwheel and complete weightlessness.
I got a weird boner.
And then the fifth or sixth hit, it ripped my the corners of my mouth. It blew my mouth up and ripped my cheek. So both...
Dude, you almost traveled through time.
Both the beginning, where you put food in and where you put food out were ripped. So ever since then, it's been like, I walk past a bowl of salsa and the shit just opens up by itself.
Oh my God. I thought that you were exaggerating somewhat.
When he was arguing with his ex-girlfriend, this is what I hear. Man, that bitch say I got leaky ass. Man, I don't got no leaky ass.
But you do.
I go to Bam's pool and take on water. It sucks, man.
Take on water.
I'm just sinking. Take on me.
Holy hell.
Nah, it's not that bad, but...
Since 1984.
Yeah, I love retracting it all just, right now. Like,
it's healed a little bit, and I did a lot of...
Since 1984, it's healed only a little bit? Why don't we get you surgery? I mean, we were talking about cleft palates before, something like that. Cleft asshole?
Yeah, P-Dog, what up, motherfucker? So anyway, just to end that story, I went to a lot of rehab, and I got my palate all set down there, and every once in a while, it just gives up.
You did go to rehab?
Yeah, I had to work. They make you spread your legs, and you have to work your asshole over and over again.
Oh, my God. You had to
did asshole rehab?
Yeah. I thought you meant alcohol rehab.
When a girl flexes her vagina.
Kegels.
Thank you. This guy knows some random shit.
You went to a rehab to make your ass tighter?
Yeah, and they're called fecals.
Jesus Christ.
Fecals?
Fecals is poo.
It's pulling.
But kegels. Kegels. What he's saying? Kegels.
Kegels, but it's only like fecals.
Fecals?
Fecals.
Are you making this up?
Pushing, take out, kind of.
I gotta fucking go hang out with Google. After we're out of here, I'm Googling.
It was really embarrassing.
I'm Googling your asshole.
I haven't been back there since. I was like, fuck this shit, man. This is bullshit.
Anybody else been back there?
No, I don't know anybody who's been there.
Wow, you're the first person I know that.
So what did
the
guys say? Did they
split their asshole, literally? I've had the feeling skating and like falling down a flight of stairs where I fully touched ring to cement and asphalt, like where it hit.
Touching ring.
Can I get another one of these delicious waters? Yeah, fully ring touching cement, spread out, like I felt it like, she like almost suction cup to the ground or whatever, but wow, split asshole, that's insane.
It'll be okay though.
Wait, who was the skater? I don't know if you remember, but it was in the slam section. They totally.
Stacey like, Lowery and, yep,
yeah.
Who were we talking about?
Yes. What was he trying?
He was salad grinding a rail and then got nutted, crotched, whatever, tore his urethra.
The nose of the skateboard went right up his ass and dick and balls.
He
should do
stuff
fecals.
Gets way worse now. That's like diet.
I can't believe half the shit that I see.
people are out of their gore. Right?
Dude, I'm telling you, like Ryan DeCenzo in his run, nollie heel flip front board, that's ridiculous. That's insane.
That's average today.
That's ending of a video.
Not anymore, that's filler.
He had to get a hysterectomy.
What happened?
People thought that shit that was impossible was possible. So everything's changed.
I remember when I was 8 years
I'll
old,
tell you what,
I saw Sound and a God do a switch ollie. I'm like, you mean he did an ollie the other way?
This is...
Like, he's not even supposed to be riding that way, and he did an ollie that way?
This has got to happen in everybody's life, and we're just getting to that level where our parents fucked too long ago, and now we're this age, you know what I mean? So it's just like, you just got to get mad at your parents. Like, you should have fucking just, come on, help me a little bit longer. I jerked off.
I think that was the last time they fucked.
Yeah, definitely so. Well, actually, no, I got a younger sister, right. So they must have fucked. Or
think
maybe
about, think
my
about
dad
this.
Jerked off, and it... accidentally went into my mom's badge, but I don't know.
If Animal Chin, the time Animal Chin came out.
Wow, your references are old, but go on.
by the time, like, if at the date, maybe it was 83 or something, Animal King comes out.
86, 87, because that's like
what if you just have...
Yeah. It probably came out in 86, 87, because I really started skating in 87, and I remember watching it with my friends. I was 10 years old.
At those times in 87, what if Ryan DeCenzo just showed up and did an Ollie?
I always think about that. I always think I'd go back in time.
Wait, what?
It just
Matt Hensley front boarded a 2-stair handrail, and everybody's like, he slid down a handrail.
And Ollie, Ronnie Mullen was doing ollies.
Yeah.
Well, 87 people were doing ollies. What do you mean? Like
in Animal Chin or after or during Animal Chin? Mullen was doing.
Did you?
No,
say
I said Nolly front.
Nolly.
Yeah.
You know what a Nolly is? Yeah. Chin, holy fuck! Look at this guy, man. Fucking Renaissance.
I stopped when I dislocated my arm. Tony Hawk got a snaggle tooth. Did you see Tony Hawk busted a tooth out? I seen him on TMZ.
That fucker didn't get hurt forever, and then all of a sudden, I guess he got
busted. Well, he knocked himself out real bad doing the loop in that monkey suit.
Oh, yeah, bad idea.
For Wild Boys.
Well, that's what you get.
Lil Wayne just, I gave him a skateboard.
I saw something like that on the Google News headlines.
I gave him a skateboard, and then he went to a park in L.A. and busted his head open.
I love how weird your life has gotten where, like, now,
I only know Lil Wayne. I got Lil Wayne texts.
He texted me. The motherfucker texted me. Holy shit.
I saw a dude down in, what was it? He's coming back from fucking Mexico. He was at the airport.
Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
He's stoked on the scar. I'm like, fuck yeah, then. I'm like, that's good stuff.
His fucking face tatted out. He set it off pretty much. I mean, people had face tats before and stuff like that, but like, he made Mike Tyson's face tat look like a piece of shit. Like, now you fucking full kit, whatever, just messages, like a paragraph from a book that you like.
Here's my Lil Wayne text.
I'll say it to Mike Tyson.
How's the head? I just heard. Does the scar, is the scar gnarly? I'm great, the scar is dope. Haha, I just got a photo. Scars are good street creds. Yeah, I know, don't have a photo, but I kept the bloody t-shirt. Right on, where you at now, LA?
I saw when that you, somewhere, when you back home, to it
by the way, Carter Ford may have leaked today. Do you know about that?
Dude, what?
Sorry to bring it up.
How are you?
Yeah, but that's but because they're writing it in slang words.
You need to be fucking Billy Madison.
Like, if it says Howls, it's all H-O-W-Z.
Yeah, it's like.
I didn't see how it was spelled and stuff like that.
Symphonics.
Well, I like when you write to me. You know what? I actually go out of my way since
you've learned
my shit's a full proper keyboard, which every phone is. But I like when you write to me. You write in an accent with certain things. Like, you'll say nice, but you're like noise, but you spell N-O-I-C-E noise or whatever. And you know, it's really good, man. It feels like I'm right there with you. You know, I appreciate that. It's so
speaking stupid. Of Lil Wayne, I'm gonna play a Lil Wayne song off the new album, Carter. I don't know what it's called, but it's track 6 and it's good as shit. I have it in my car, don't worry, Chad.
I was just gonna say, I don't see you playing shit right now.
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, here we go.
Money. Yeah. So. I tell her, knock down, pop that pussy for a real nigga. I already know that life is deep, but I still dig her. Niggas is jealous, but really I could care less. I'm in Hell's Kitchen with an apron and a headnet. Devil on my shoulders. The Lord is my witness, so on my Libra scale, I'm weighing sins and forgiveness. What goes around comes around like a hula hoop. Karma is a bitch, well, just make sure that bitch is beautiful. Life on the edge, I'm dangling my feet. I tried to pay attention, but attention paid me. Haters can't see me. Nosebleed seats, and today I went shopping, and talk is still cheap. I rock to the beat of my drum set. I've been at the top for a while, and I ain't jumped yet. But I'm Ray Charles to the bullshit, and I jump up on that dick and do a full split. She just started to pop it for a nigga, and looked back and told me, baby, it's real, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I can tell how it feel.
I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal. And she bad, so maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah, do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will, she will. She will.
Yeah.
I tell her, knock down, pop that pussy for me. Haters can't see me, but them bitches still looking for me. And you could take that to the bank and deposit that. Put your 2 cents in and get a dollar back. Some people hang you out to dry like a towel rack. I'm all about I, give the rest of the vowels back. I like my girl thick, not just kinda fine. Eat her till she cry, call that wine and dine. Try to check me and I'ma have them checking pulses. They say choose wisely, that's why I was chosen. Rockin' like asphalt, it's the cash folk. Looked in the face of debt and took its mask off. Now I like my house big and my grass soft. I like my girl face south and her ass north. But I'm Ray Charles to the bullshit. Now hop up on that dick and do a full split. She just started to pop it for a nigga and look back and told me, baby, it's real. It's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I could tell how I feel. How I feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal. And she bad, so maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will, she will, she will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
she just started to pop it for a nigga and look back and told me, baby, it's real. It's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I could tell how it feel.
Feeling like the sky is opening and I am.
I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal.
Is
she bad? So maybe she won't. But shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will. Yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will. She will. She will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will. She will. She will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will. She will. She will.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, Faction.
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. That was Lil Wayne. P-Duck just showed up. We got Shitbird, Chad I. Ginsburg, Nikki B, and Skateboarding's Tim O'Connor. And we're here in New Hope at John and Peter's.
I'm just my mom's vagina's Tim O'Connor. It's kind of amazing.
Have you ever seen...
Skateboarding doesn't own me.
Have you ever seen Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmer?
No, I've seen like the show...
I watched it yesterday.
Like, is it stuff like that where you eat fucking... Like,
he's the gnarliest jackass I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, there's ways... There's people that are doing jackass...
He's gnarlier than Knoxville.
There's people that are doing jackass shit, but like... They're doing it to survive, you know that? Like, they eat horse jizz.
He was
like,
in...
Because it's like...
Live for the protein?
It's like, they need it.
Strictly for the protein.
He was in the middle...
This isn't funny. They don't even know what funny means or is. They've never laughed. They just eat horse jizz.
You watch
like,
that
with
me? If you're eating horse jizz, you can write a blues song. Easy.
So, this dude is in the middle of Thailand. And
you've already... Listen where this is starting. This guy's in the middle of Thailand.
He's picking out beetles that are eating cow shit in a field. And they're taking...
Dung beetles.
Yeah. They're taking the beetles and putting them in a bowl of fried rice. And that's number one.
It's Asia. Asia's fucked.
Then they take a cow.
Do you go to Asia a lot?
Only like twice.
I've been there so many fucking times. That's so normal. Like they eat some fucking wretched shit.
Then they take a cow that's still alive. They start skinning the thing, and as it's still alive, they're eating the raw meat.
Well, eat it while it's alive because it's.
And they're dipping the meat in the cow's bile. For extra flavor.
Wait, Jew. This is on the show?
Oh, the shoe.
And I said, wow, this is the best
French.
Jew.
Then they take
bile.
Then they take the cow.
Won't bile like kind of eat through?
That's what
I
think.
That's like when I throw up and that's the stuff that really hurts.
Then they take the cow's anal sac filled with like cow shit, but it's like dried grass. Like,
what is the shit?
It's all
again?
Green, and they were taking that and dipping it in lemongrass, like lemon juice, and eating it.
Well, lemon juice will fucking harsh.
Picture taking a cow's anal sac, taking the shit out of it.
What's the name of the show again?
Bizarre Foods with Andrew
Zimmer. Bizarre Foods. All right, I'll set my DVR to record it. I don't even know if I fucking want to watch it. I mean, I want to. It's one of them things. If it's on, and somebody, it's on in the room, I can't not look at it. But like, I.
In Asia.
If I had a choice, I might not want to watch it. I'd regret, like,
motherfucker. You should check out the youth in Asia.
But yeah, you're fucking goddamn, man. I've been to Asia 9 million times, skating, all that dumb shit. Dude, they eat fucking anything. But I mean, I guess if you're used to it, it's nothing. Yeah, well, I've been to this one area in China called Shenzhen. It's just right over the border from Hong Kong, right over a little river. And
is it right next to a Pizza Hut?
I swear to God, it's right near a Starbucks. There's a Starbucks a quarter of a mile away from there.
Yeah.
And there's fucking dogs right down the street from that Starbucks hanging from their fucking throats.
Are you kidding?
I swear to God, I have photos. This is another thing. I have photos on my phone, and the menu is a picture menu, and it's hanging up outside, and there's pictures of the type of dog that Benji is on the menu. Like, it's not giving a thumbs up. I don't know why I'm doing that right now, but...
Did you try it?
I did eat a bowl full of duck tongues. I did eat cow tongue and stuff like that. I ate a bunch of snake and stuff. I would have tried the dog, actually, if somebody had ordered it or whatever. But, like, to try to order something there is, it's, like, next to impossible.
Now, if you dip it in bile, it's not too bad.
Actually. You dip it in the bile, it takes the sting. It takes, you know, the harshness is gone. Come on, sweet, succulent bile.
Yeah, Bam made me eat, what was it? What kind of balls? Whose balls?
Okay, balls?
No, it's dead reindeer balls.
You go there constantly. Well, those fuckers are starved. They don't have shit except reindeer and potatoes.
The thing is,
and lingonberries.
It's a delicacy, and it's expensive.
A delicacy means this is some fucking gross shit, and we are going to lie and say it's exquisite.
It depends on how you dress it. It wasn't that bad.
There's this one place that had snake piss soup for $300 a bowl.
Snake piss? Snake's peas?
Snake piss soup.
What did I just say?
Snake soup.
Snake's pee?
Snake urine.
Was it good?
Yeah. I didn't try it.
Well, you know what? Would you eat human if it was like...
No.
If I was really, really hungry.
You knew who it was.
I'd rather just start it.
If it was somebody really, like, organic, dude, like, I'd totally eat it.
I'd eat Angelina Jolie's ass.
You know, I might eat her ass as well.
Would you eat Brad Pitt's ass?
Oh, fuck it. He's hot as shit, man. I'm not even gay, but I'd fuck the shit out of him, man.
Eat his ass, though.
No, yeah, I'd literally eat his ass. Whatever. Because whatever.
Make sure he does the fecals first.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't even matter, even after a fucking harsh...
Dude, if you're stranded on, like, an island and you're starving to death and it's been 5 days, I bet
I'll eat a human ass right now. No, I'm just kidding, man. Like, fucking all you fuck for 5 minutes. Fuck 5 days, man. I'm fucking right hungry now. Right now, man.
I have a question for you guys. Have you ever watched a porno or wonder what you were doing while they were filming this shit?
No,
that's fucking deep and philosophical, though. Let's get into this.
I'm sitting there watching a porno, and I'm like, damn, that's some crazy...
I've wondered what you were doing.
Have you ever watched a porno after you finished jerking off and then continued watching it?
Once I'm done, I'm done. I hit stop and I walk away.
You're twisted if you keep watching
this. Why not?
Shit.
And we're going to go for round two.
Sometimes round two, but you need at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, how old are you? You got to be...
Just leave it on.
You gotta be like 15 in the prime of your fucking jerking off story.
Have you ever watched one from the beginning?
To be ready for round two.
Now, have you ever watched one from the beginning? That's the real twist.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, fucking A, man.
I was thinking,
I have a kid now. I have a kid now.
Right past the E and out.
Actually, if you mute porn and you just put on some dubstep, kind of goes with it.
Dubstep. Wow. You sicko. You sick sicko for even thinking that.
Fine one.
This is gonna be my horror story for, you know, like,
oh, is that the old, so sick?
I'm just kidding. I don't know. It's not sick at all. I don't even know what dubstep is. Is it?
What?
Just reggae?
Now what? You're showing your age.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's been around for a long time. Fine, let me hear it. It hasn't
okay.
been
well, anyway, this is going to be my story for my kid that's 4 months old. Okay. You know, you hear the stuff from your parents, like, I walked to school, I had to walk fucking in the snow, like, fucking barefoot, this type of stuff, and then I got beat by my teachers and stuff like that.
The roller.
My horror story to not my anymore. Kid is gonna be like, motherfucker, I had to jerk off to fucking nothing, to like a picture of a chick waving in a magazine. You have the fucking internet. There's any type of porn that you fucking want. You fucking dick. I hate you. I fucking hate you. You can jerk off to anything. It's so easy. And it's free. And it's
free. Just hold the Sears catalog while you're doing it.
Yeah.
When I was like 14.
I swear to God that I took my mom's shitty old magazine. It's like for 50-year-old women. Lady Waving. I jerked off to it. And it was fucking...
Lady Waving.
It was great to me.
I saw like this I saw a porno magazine.
There was nothing else, though.
There was nothing else.
When I was 14, I jerked off to the opening of 90210.
When I was 14...
What am I saying? How many of these
I saw a porno mag in like a sewer grate. I spent all day trying to get that fucking thing.
Trying to get what? Sorry, I was just fucking...
In a sewer grate on a street. I looked down the sewer grate and I saw a porno mag. I spent all day trying to get it.
Yeah.
When I was like 14.
Oh, the fucking internet done changed things.
Now the internet. Just sign on.
Oh, high speed internet. Fuck, the internet didn't change shit that much. High fucking speed internet where it's immediate fucking whatever. You want this fucking tit? You want this size tit? You want a fucking this colored vagina? You want a bleach asshole? Yes. Yes. And all, yes, check all.
Yeah. It's a criteria.
Yeah, POV, all this fucking. Oh my
and
God.
And to think
man,
I used to bury my porno in the
but when my kid's jerking off, it's going
to
be even next. My kid's gonna be. I'm gonna catch my kid fucking a hologram. That's just gonna happen, and I'm gonna fucking be pissed off.
And then you're gonna use the hologram as soon as you chastise him and send him his room. You're gonna, now give me that fucking. Hologram.
But then again, I'll also be jerking off to the same shit. It's not like I stopped.
4G.
It's not like I stopped since then. I didn't slow my roll or whatever. I'm fucking going still.
I'll wait until it gets to the point where you don't even need people. You just. It'll be so good. That you'd be like, honey, I'll be right back.
I'm gonna fuck
and then you come out, you're just like, man, all sweaty. Like, that was awesome.
That's fucking what I just read a book the other day, which it's a classic book. Most people probably read it, but Brave New World, and it's shit like that. Like, they don't fuck one another or whatever. They go see these movies and they just machines fucking make them jizz in their pants and stuff like that, whatever. Good, so hopefully we get there. Hopefully we get there.
They got machines now, but none for us.
Yeah.
It's all for
real. We got real dolls, but I want realist dolls. Yeah. I want a doll that's realer than a human. Yeah.
I want one that's made out of the same shit as you, like your beer koozie. It's like something really nice and soft.
A beer koozie. That's as fine of a material that you could fucking think
if
of
you spin
right there.
It around, the other end's got a smaller hole, so definitely check out a beer koozie.
Dog, don't they? Real deal,
yeah,
but little.
It's not.
They got the fresh scent that you pull off the pussy because it's all.
Oh, I love. Wait, have you had? Have you met this doll? I love.
Hasn't been fucked.
I love that you're referencing that, and Bam is like, nah, it's not like it at all. But like you had interactions.
He was
going to
order his own real doll. No, it's like a blow up doll. It's like
not a blow up doll. It's a human.
Like a real doll. Look,
it weighs like 50, 60.
Well, if I had like a really, really good one, I would divorce my chick in a second, and I would fucking be with this thing forever, and. Shit, maybe make a fucking...
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Whatever. That dude's been frowned upon, but I think, you know, I just think it was the media was against him. They made him look bad.
At the penis.
Yeah,
does
that look like
a
penis?
It's
a nice
wall cock. It is one.
Yeah.
Look, there's dolls and everything.
It's a wall cock.
You're going to break it off.
I didn't want to break it. I want to see it. I thought it was stable. Like, I thought it really might be a hat rack of some sort. Or
just look at it like an ice sculpture.
Did you,
Nipes? I like how, Nipes, I like that. Can you, is the audio picking up people pissing?
No.
Because we are, literally the microphone is probably about 3 feet away from people having anal blowout and,
Not really, it's usually just a beehole.
Urethra splitting piss.
We're live in New Hope with John and Peters.
Kick me a freestyle, P-Duck.
All right, ready? What do you got?
Yeah, give me a beat. Let's
right.
do it.
So a one.
And two.
No,
that's not a beat.
That's not a beat.
That's not a beat.
That's a beat.
That's too crazy.
All right.
All right. Just, wait, I bet you can do it. Hold on.
I don't, you know what? I might have to go somewhere weird
can
and
you
go practice. I don't know. What do you think? I'm at home fucking doing beatboxes?
Yeah, check this out.
All right, here, he got one ready.
I'm looking balder than Lex Luthor, putting Buddha in a hookah, hitting on Bam's mom, trying to put the maneuvers on a cougar, trying to poke me on Facebook, see me on the computer, call me a fucking loser, I go Mark Wahlberg like a shooter, boom, just out it, confused boy, or craft my art in my room, alone and entombed, and get inside your girl's womb, splitting bruise with the freestyle off of the dome, I told you, the kid that always hit with this popular poem, and fuck all your haters that think you can freestyle, you ain't done shit, and you can check my police. Police file, been arrested more times in Bucks County. They surround me, a $1 million bail along with the bounty. Hound me like a hound dog. Yeah, see, that's such a whack beat.
Well, I just, like,
it sounds like a fucking locomotive.
I didn't do a beat at all. I did a gay metronome.
A gay metronome.
That's pretty good. That's what ass sounds good. Like. What fuck, man? It's pretty
fuck
good.
Yeah, dude.
We're in New Hope right now. What's all the hope about?
I hope you get home.
It's probably old hope.
You have to be a witch or a gay to even get in.
And a Skid Row is playing across the street.
I'm not a witch or anything. I'm that fucking fucking white.
Then you must be gay then.
You hope you can find a parking spot.
You know what? I came up, man. I pulled up and I'm like, fuck, I ain't gonna find any parking. I was like, this place is like little hip. So you know what? I did not know when I came around that woodsy bend that it'd be slightly hip over here. But yeah, I got lucky, found a spot. Cost me mad quarters, yo. Who the fuck has quarters nowadays? Everything should be fucking credit cards and iPhones.
I know.
What the? You know what?
Where's
you fucking
kiosk?
Made like don't a fucking bazillion it. Dollars one night. And then, this is maybe the day after the last Jackass came out.
Mm.
And then you're like, I got this, Tim. We ate some food or whatever. And then your fucking ass doesn't have the PIN code to your fucking
credit
debit
card
or whatever. Like, and we're in New York, where so many places take cash only because they just don't want to pay the credit card fees. You're like, yeah, can you pay for this? I'm like, you're fucking millionaire, you fucking dick. What the fuck?
The day I bought the
I literally, I didn't care. But then he asked me to go buy cigarettes and sell a lighter and all this other. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And in New York, that shit's like fucking, it's a lot.
The day I bought the purple Lamborghini. I bought the purple Lamborghini and probably I didn't have $3 to go through the toll to go over the bridge.
Shit.
I'd have, thank God G was behind me and I said, he's got it.
Yeah. The guy in the fat suit.
You can't break down a Lamborghini. Ain't nobody gonna stop you. Right?
I feel bad making fun of G, but I mean,
don't make fun of G.
I mean, fuck.
Fuck his ass.
Fuck his ass, man.
He's a fucking man.
How long is each one of these shows, man? I actually haven't listened to it. Can I, if
well,
since I'm hanging out here, can I get one of these installed into my fucking car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 minutes left.
Yeah, what are we doing?
With the songs too.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me end this with goddamn Yellow Wolf.
Let me get a Twitter.
And the song is called "Let's Go." Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Wait. Production wants a Twitter plug.
Oh, he wants a Twitter plug real quick.
Fucking right.
Can I have a Twitter plug?
Production 13.
Yeah, we can play a Cleveland song.
You could play Cleveland.
I did that last time.
All right.
It's Production 13. That's numeral digits 1-3.
Production 13.
Yep, that's it.
Mine's L. Ron Hubbard.
See, that's kind of hard.
L. Ron Hubbard.
My
the name of his
like
dick.
L. Ron Hubbard?
L. Ron Hubbard.
Tim O'Connor's Twitter is L. Ron Hubbard. Production's Twitter is
Production 13.
And Shippers, you don't have a Twitter yet, do you?
No, well, I do, but I'm not going to pull it out right in front of her.
Right.
Why not?
I don't know.
Cleveland's got like 6,000 followers.
I don't have time to quit, man. Just
who the fuck is Cleveland?
Me, Shippers, and Bam are doing a show October
22nd. How many do I have?
If you go, Cleveland is Bam's roommate.
You got a fuckload. You're on TV.
You got over a half a million.
You have a half a million.
Bam, you got to bring up the you got the
fucking show.
That's good, right?
October 22nd.
October 22nd. Me, Shitbirds, and Cleveland.
Yeah, and Bam's gonna do a couple songs.
I'm gonna do a couple songs.
Yeah, Lil Wayne.
Follow my Twitter. It'll get me nowhere in life, but I don't know.
Lil Wayne, I want you in on it, thing. Because I have a remix.
Have you heard the new Lil Wayne?
We should play my Lil Wayne remix.
No, the new one is. I have it.
The Carter Four.
Yeah.
Good.
Have you heard it?
Oh, I was gonna download it.
What are we playing?
Yellow Wolf.
Yellow Wolf, what track?
Let's Go.
Oh!
Let's Go by Yellow Wolf. Radio Bam.
And that's series, what we're doing. Later.
Series XM 41. Faction.
Travis Barker! Yeah! Let's go! Lil John, Yellow Wolf! Let's go! Twister and my homeboy! Bluster the Rhymes! Holla at him!
Before I take another minute just to give everybody a movie never seen a hitter with another. Let me get up everybody that be moving with me. On your marks, are you ready?
Let's go!
Okay, here we go again. You see the wind blowing, and I'm like a mangler. The way that I be mangling, the beat they call me Dracula. Then they see the going in. Wow. Everybody know that I'm a come and I'm a go. Ooh. Then I gotta do what I be coming in and do a body to beat. They love the way we giving them a show. Keys to the ignition and step on the gas.
Let's go.
And bust a bottle and pour me a shot in my glass.
Let's go.
Where we at? And we back up in the building and be coming with a scorcher. Y'all already know who it is. It's Bustle Bustin' Travis Barker. Back to the beat, see, we gotta go. Hit you with the fire trust. Everybody better know that we better let it blow. And we gotta get it, yo. Everybody, if you're really with me.
Let's go.
So now I gotta get a drama song. Put the T up on the track, I'll be phenomenal. Cause when it come to having a hit, I'ma make another one. Blink 182 times. Will you see the twister with Travis? Madness, kinda like a savage. Ravage and murder with the art like blood on the canvas. And it's kind of impeccable how I can spit it to get up in a minute with intricate patterns of a kick drum. Diabolical, a lyrical flow that I swallow. You think you're right, who thinking that you could get some. I'ma hit it with a Lamborghini flow with the speed of a Bugatti. I'm from another planet when I spit a verse with the weed in my body. And I'ma hurt them every time I get up in the booth. Sipping on the liquor 182 proof. Now they wanna say they should've never let me loose. Out of the cage, now come and see what I'ma do. This twist of the chase and the rap on the track. It'll hit you with the Midwest flow. Even if you ain't ready yet, all I gotta say is ready, set.
Let's go! Hey!
Scrambled eggs, I got scrambled ammo. Leave you on top of the water like a banana boat. Yeah, I'm an animal. Everybody's edible and Yellow Wolf is headed for your arm and your hand and your head. I'm a cannibal. Heaven's the man hopping up with the fans like a fucking antelope. So, send it to me in a minute when you're finished and I'll put him in a vice grill. I'll put an end to the image and I'll send it to the via independent fucker with the mic grill. I might spit and put the trigger back in a submarine with a submachine loaded. In an ocean, high deep, keeping up the leaving submarine imploded. I'm a name, motherfucker, by my nose. It's me and I'm sick in the prognosis. Got more bars than 25 and I put you behind them like Kyle Yopi. I can make a mama really proud to know me. And your broke daddy is down to know me. Give me 50 bucks and penny rolls just to be in one of my videos. Yeah, homie, let's go.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.